I'm WUWM's Mayan Silver. Joe Biden's team held its first virtual Milwaukee campaign rally on Wednesday. It didn't involve having supporters head to a convention center. Instead, they just clicked a link from the comfort of their computers at home, school, or work to see the likely Democratic presidential nominee in action. The event was free to watch, but the computer screen had a section viewers could click to contribute $5, $10, or $25, and it had a chat box allowing them to comment. The rally started half an hour late, and as people waited, some were upset while others urged patience. Then the music started. Love and happiness. Music led to a campaign ad, which led to speeches by a few local surrogates. Congresswoman Gwen Moore hailed Biden and said he, quote, moved us closer to universal health care than we've ever been in our lifetimes, as vice president to Barack Obama. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes introduced Biden.
I could not be more proud to introduce the next president of the United States of America, Vice President Joe Biden.
Hello, Milwaukee.
After thanking people for joining the virtual event, Biden immediately addressed the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, as I speak today, more than 90,000 Americans have lost their lives this pandemic, including more than 450 Wisconsinites, a number that certainly will be higher, would not for the foresight and leadership of your governor. The losses are staggering, and it's frustrating, but more than that, it's heartbreaking. Think about how much pain could have been avoided.
Biden attacked Republican President Donald Trump's handling of the pandemic and also his economic policies, including the tariff wars.
Wisconsin farmers have been hit the hardest. Agriculture exports are down, and manufacturing is in recession as well. Trump inflicted incredible pain on our farmers, and for what?
Biden appeared to be standing on a porch with trees and a hanging basket of pink flowers providing the backdrop. The breeze provided some noise interference. He spoke in mainly broad strokes about his priorities if elected, saying he'd focus on the middle class, education, and racial equity.
And access to high-quality, affordable health care for every single American.
A mix of people commented in the chat box throughout the rally, some rooting Biden on with Go Joe, and some critics trolling the site, saying things like, worst rally in history, or is this the best the Democrats can do? During and after the rally, some viewers criticized Biden's delivery as lackluster. Others praised him, saying he came across as even-handed, calm, and rational. The Republican Party of Wisconsin issued a statement, accusing Biden of being out of touch with the needs of Wisconsin families. The GOP says he has a far-left agenda that would devastate Wisconsin farmers and result in government takeover of health care. The statement also says Wisconsin needs to re-elect President Trump to, quote, get us through the COVID-19 pandemic and back to prosperity. The rally ended with a statement from Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who remarked that Milwaukee will be the site of the DNC convention this summer. We still don't know whether it will be virtual, like Biden's rally. But because of the coronavirus, there's a chance that a lot of campaigning this year will be done online instead of in person. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah.